you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Good morning. We are a little tardy at almost 11, and this is the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting. Regularly scheduled meeting for Thursday, October 20th, 2011. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'm working with Carla Borchard, Councilmember Carla Borchard, and Councilmember Nancy Johnson to create a luminary event in Morro Bay to coincide with the weekend of the Lighted Boat Parade. We will be out pounding the pavement between the roundabout and Centennial Park. And we are hoping to create a string of luminaries down both sides of the boulevard, circling the roundabout, going down, and then at the bottom of the park, we're hoping to have a kids' ballet folklorico and a Santa Claus. And Carla is going to do cookies and cider from Carla's Country Kitchen. And so 20 bags is $20, a dollar a bag, and they're candle-operated, and then the businesses can adopt them and put them out on Friday and Saturday nights for the rest of the month of December, and we're hoping to turn Morro Bay eventually into a whole month of different lighting events for December. So that's my announcement. Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay, approval of minutes. Did everybody have an opportunity to look the September 15th minutes over? And were there any corrections that they'd like to make? No? A motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the Thursday, September 18th minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor? I'm sorry, discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, minutes approved. And monthly reports for that, we turn it over to the trade show subcommittee, which is myself, Nick, and Michelle. And so we have brought a few things for you. And hang on. So I don't know if AGP can pick these up, but there is the surfboards that finally came in that we used at the Saver event, and some of you have not seen these, and we are hoping to get some racks and get these prominently displayed in the visitor center because they are just such eye candy and they are so beautiful. So AGP, over in this corner here, and I'll see if, I don't know if your camera can pan, but over here is a, oh, thank you, Nick. Good job. So these are the two surfboards. One is the historic surfboard, and the other one is the contemporary model. And displayed together in the rack, they were just really beautiful and a real eye-catcher. I mean, people were stopping at the booth who didn't like oysters, and they definitely liked the surfboards. And so we would, you know, huddle around them over by the surfboards and get them more information. In addition to that, these are the beautiful boards that Sherry and Team BCA put together. The Ultimate Getaway Board, which we will use over and over again with the sponsors listed down at the bottom. The Discovering Morro Bay Oysters from the Sunset Magazine article, and the two features for Tognazzini's that was incredible back-to-back mentions in Sunset Magazine. Those brought a lot of attention to our booth. People were stopping and saying, oh yeah, we saw that in Sunset Magazine, and oh my gosh, yeah, we went to Tognazzini's, or we want to try these oysters. So it was just awesome. And then special thanks to Chris Christensen for getting his truck repaired and puttering all the way out to to Saver in the heat in a truck with no air conditioning, and getting it parked and getting it back out of there and getting it home safely. For those of you who did not attend, I also brought the Saver goodie bag so you could see what was in there, because I really feel like, and I think Sherry and Michelle and Nick feel this way too, that when we purchase that destination shot that gives us all those exposures, it's actually a better deal for us than paying the same amount for the shopping bag. I know the shopping bag hangs around longer, you know, and goes to Costco with people. San Luis Obispo took both sides of the bag this year. Sunset's on the end cap and Saver is on the other. And then the county CBID paid what we paid for our destination shop for the wine glass. So I'll pass that around for everybody to see. And they had this for their click, like, and win a bike. And I'll pass that around for everyone to see.
And then the rest of the stuff is, and we can share the lemon cookies in case you get hungry, snacky. And then the Saver Guide that we appear into and a bunch of other literature is down in there. And so here we are on the cover, and then we have our full page on the inside here, which I'll look at. I'll fold down and pass around to you. But we're right in there with our full page destination shot that we went for. So, and then that's it. So I'll pass this around for you to see, just so you can see what other people's fulfillment was. And Michelle, any comments about the trade show?
It was awesome. And I have to say, which I'll get into my report, but we were at the VCB yesterday, and we, Morro Bay's trade show was definitely the talk yesterday at the VCB meet.
They loved it. They were like, nobody else marketed at their own event. They didn't market inside of the Ostensia at their own event. They said nobody else marketed to the people who came in to see what was going on in Morro Bay, or rather in their, when they held their wine glass seminar or whatever. We were the only ones who marketed directly to those people. And so I think that we had it pulled together really well. And also the Battle of the Bay winner, Sean, unbelievable battle. The guy was amazing, cuts himself. They were both so nervous. I mean, it was, and Katie Tammany was just a delight. Just fell in love with both chefs, and they produced really great dishes, and definitely go into Sean's and try the signature dish. It was incredible.
And what about the stand-up paddle tour and the oyster tour? Yeah.
So I did the stand-up paddle on Friday. We had Peter Medwid, who is with Time Inc., on our. He had never stand-up paddled before. We also had two other gentlemen with Time Inc., John and Justin. There was 15 participants. We went across. It was really exciting because at the very beginning, and Matt is just amazing with stand-up paddling. A lot of people were like, oh, I'm going to kayak. And, you know, Matt convinced a lot of people to turn around and stand-up paddle. And Peter and John and Justin from New York have never stand-up paddled before. So it was really exciting for them to get to leave Morro Bay with this experience that, you know, they've got an experience of a lifetime. So it was really great. We went all across the bay, went and checked out the oyster farm, and then turned back around. On our way back, the wind picked up a little bit and tide was going against us. So it was, and we had one gal fall in. She was amazing. She could not have been a better person to fall in. I mean, she was just a trooper out there, and poor thing had to paddle all the way back. She originally, wet and cold, she was originally wanted to kayak, and then we convinced her to stand up paddle. So, you know, Matt says he's got a 5% fall rate, and there was about 20 of us out there, and one fell in. So he was down, and I almost got stuck in the oyster lines in the back. And so I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to fall in. I cannot miss his rate. So lo and behold, I was the last one out of the water because I got way behind. Everybody else was like two blocks ahead of me, and I'm back there paddling going, oh my God, am I going to ever get out of here? But it was really fun, and I encourage everyone to stand up paddle. I mean, I am the not most coordinated person, and it is so much fun. I mean, you get all, you're on that water, you're there, you're on it, you can see everything around you. I mean, it was just, I mean, it's a new, I'm all about it. I mean, it was just, it was really, really cool. So it was a great experience. I know that, you know, I think down there at Southside, Kirk and Barry were awesome. They did a phenomenal lunch. Everybody was just ecstatic at lunch. And I know that Time Inc., you know, Peter and John and Justin walked away just very, very pleased and happy. So I know the VCB was very happy. They had heard a lot of feedback about it. And so I know it was great. And then I know Joan went out on the oyster tour, so she can talk about that.
How was Clay House with the wine?
Oh, and Clay House was great. Yes, thank you. I forgot about Clay House. Clay House served the wine there, and they were phenomenal as well. Very, everything just couldn't have been smoother. And it was a beautiful day. It was typical Morro Bay. It was totally foggy in the morning. We were out there on the water. It was kind of foggy, some high clouds, not too cool till we started to kind of head back. And then we sat down for lunch, and the clouds broke, and it was beautiful and sunny. So it couldn't have been better weather.
Yeah, we had the same weather. Because there's microclimates here. We had the same weather. Oyster tour went off without a hitch. Alan was phenomenal, got the boat loaded, maneuvered it where it needed to be, got it out to the oyster beds, made sure we did not get stuck in the shallows, followed the seals along. I mean, it was great. There were seals and sea lions. People were, they're just amazed at the wildlife here. You know, there's pelicans dive bombing the anchovies all around the boat the whole morning. Neil came over with his twins from the article, the two twins, the brothers, and it was hysterical because Neil and the twins are coming over on the boat, and all the women, the boat started to tip because all the women are on one side of the boat, and the husbands are like, whatever. And then we headed back to Tognazzini's, and once again, I'm telling you, Mark Tognazzini and crew, home run. Out on the bay there, right on his working fishing dock, they're bringing fish in. While we're eating the oysters, they grilled the oysters right in front of the people, had the grill out there. It was great. It was well-received. The gal who's the assistant food editor for Sunset Magazine was on board with us, and she was blown away. And Hearst Ranch Wines, phenomenal. So really great all the way around, great partnership. I hope to do it again. So there you go. Any other questions for trade show? No? Okay. So we have all this stuff to move towards our next trade show booth, and also as we look at the revamping of the visitor center office and the freshen up that the visitor center is going to do, we can display some of these things there because it's great for all of us. Okay, I'm moving along. Everything, including the front end design, will be included. Are there any questions for the website subcommittee of anything that we may have discussed?
I have a question. SBA, you do not handle any website stuff. You contract it out, right?
No, we build websites.
You build websites in-house. Okay, so this new plan is for your in-house building system?
The back end may be handled by
an outside source.
It may be.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, so
we will do all of the design.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You'll do the design, but somebody else is building all these little things. And you guys have looked at all these other sites that work the way you work? Okay. Have you looked at the Palm Springs site? Because at the top of the site says Stay, Play, Wine, Shop. Or something like that. You all it is, that's it. It's just the four things. You push, you know, something and you can build your package, which is what you want to do with the thing. It's simple, it's direct, they have no book it now, they don't need it. Okay, so I hope that you're looking at other sites to say this is what we want and just pattern after that.
Yeah, we definitely are, and those suggestions and design points will be brought back to the subcommittee or brought back to this board for review. It'll be just like approving an ad, basically, although it'll be a lot more complicated. And Performing Arts Center is one of the sites that we built from the ground up, if you want to take a look at, and there's several others that we've done that are quite very functional.
Yeah, this is much more complicated than Performing Arts Center. So the Palm Springs site has to do with all the different components that make up the city. So check that one out.
So the website subcommittee will be meeting again to bring back an in-depth report and action for us at our next meeting in November. So be prepared for that. So that's going to be a future agenda item, is actually discussion of the report and action from the report for the direction of the website. Yes, go ahead.
And Kim. I have a question for the website. Jane just mentioned palmsprings.com. Has the website subcommittee reviewed other websites to take into consideration, and are there any that you could recommend to the rest of the board to kind of look at quickly so we'll have an idea of comparison when your suggestions come back?
The last 6 or 7 months, and this is the truth, the last six, well, even before that, I'd say since last January, the concentration of the website subcommittee has been on making sure that house of cards did not fall apart. It has not been on design at all. However, having said that, I can say that personally, both Michelle and I have frequently spoke about other websites. We've looked at Santa Barbara, Ventura, Monterey, San Francisco, you know, Las Vegas. I mean, I don't think there's a destination that we haven't looked at. I sign up for all of them, and so when their blasts come, I get those and look at what they're doing holiday-wise and just what they're doing, wine-wise, restaurant month, all that. So we frequently look at that. That's part of the research mechanism. But the last year, it's been spent solely on the House of Cards.
We've been really focusing a lot more on the functionality mm-hmm. versus the design. And I think that now with BCA coming forward with a proposal that will be functioning and design, I think it is time. You know, we've done a lot of back end, but we haven't been at that point yet because the functioning part is falling apart. So we need to fix the functioning before we, you know, and the functioning and design can be all done all at once.
Well, about the only thing that we concentrated on design-wise was just cleaning the home page, the landing page. So you see that now it's got the dark blue, our signature dark blue that we're using on everything as the background and as the surround, which makes the pictures and the creative pop more and blah, blah. So that's about the only thing that we've done design-wise. That's about it. The other thing that Sherry and I have talked about is the email blast that's going out, and that's part of the packaging subcommittee report, but these things really tie together, packaging and the website, in many different areas. And one of the website blasts that we'd like to see is taking maybe the packages and then having a landing site that's decorated for the holidays, and that goes out in November and December to drive holiday traffic into our town for November, December, and January, like the things that you can do during the holidays here, joined in with our packages. So that's information that is going to be built on for the landing page of, you know, maybe the packages or something. With Bonkus, Elephant Seal Rookery, shopping or wine tasting on the way back, and, of course, they're going to be friendly. I like how he throws that in. So I think that that's great because we have wanted to develop something with Hearst Castle, and this is a great way to provide the transportation up and back, too. We haven't delved into prices with the massages yet for local spas. Jane has some information on that, that it was kind of tough. Jane, do you want to tell them?
Well, actually, I said that we don't really have a spa here where people can go and more than one person at a time to get anything done. So Joan brought up that she knew somebody that could go and give massages in the rooms. But, you know, then again, you know, that's just something that we need prices on. But I have another question on the top, the Wine Wrangler and the Hearst Castle. Is that for pricing for one person or for two? That was a question I had last time, and it's still not answered.
I did not print his entire email, I am afraid to say, so I can't answer that.
On the last email that he sent you, he didn't say it was for one or two, and then I had asked if that's for one or two people. So we still don't know that answer.
Still don't know that, but we'll find that out, obviously, before we launch, because that's an important bit of information.
I have a question on the logistics of that, because we currently do both of these, the Wine Wrangler and the Hearst Castle tours. There's a lot of logistics in it, in setting things up with times and, mm-hmm. You know, it. So what's the plan on our end? I mean, are we just planning on saying, okay, these following hotels are participating, and then those hotels go to the Wine Wrangler and
right.
set things up?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's
and that's
so
what
all we're doing is adopting
on.
These, and then each hotel has to go ahead and contact the Wine Wrangler, whatever, set themselves up. Same thing with the mm-hmm. golf packages, which is the other thing with the golf packages. That's for one person mm-hmm. per round, mm-hmm. not for two. Those are
so
really key items that you need to know, and it includes a cart, right or no?
Yes.
Okay. And also the other things that we need to also that they'll know about is there's certain time frames that the hotels can do that, which we haven't put in there, but when each hotel signs up, they'll know about all the restrictions, then they can put that on their package.
Okay, so for someone myself like that already is doing all of these, I have already spa packages with a gal who comes to our hotel, I would be able to do that email blast, but do I have, I mean, what if we decide here, okay, we're using Joe Smith as our massager and I'm using Bob Smith am I going to still be part of that package, or how does that work?
Yeah, you're okay. going to be part of the package. The whole point is that you'll use your own person, and once we get a price for that package, then your person will have to meet that price or whatever. But we have to come out with the price packages.
I think this is great, and I love the fall, you know, stay two nights, 33%, stay three nights, 50%. I think that's great. I think a lot of people will participate in that one. I think the other ones will be a little bit challenging for some hotels because mm-hmm. it is a little work, but you know what? You need to work to get business into your hotels, and if you don't do the work, then I don't want to hear everybody complain, because I feel like we sit here and we set up all these things and we get the horse to the trough and people aren't drinking it. Well, you know what? Get your horse and saddle it up and get over to that trough, because it needs to truly be, people need to participate in this, and I feel like it's constantly the same few hotels participating. So that's just my two cents on bitching today.
Okay. I think what we have to add on that first package, though, is when you say stay two nights at regular rate, okay? I don't know if you're doing weekend and weekday. It doesn't matter to you.
Hotel builds restrictions. So some hotels will do AAA, 33.
You have to add restrictions, because some hotels may only offer this during the week and not on the weekends. So
right. So the banner will run, stay two nights, get 33% off your second stay, and then they touch on Embarcadero Inn. It goes to the Embarcadero special, and the Embarcadero special is stay Sunday and Monday night and get 33% off Tuesday. They touch on the Anchor Inn special, and it's stay any night, 10% off your first night, 10% off your second night, 33% off your third night. You're allowed to put your own restriction on there, because it's what you send back to them.
I just want to get that clarified.
I have a question now. These specials, would they show up under specials and deals?
Get it. If we're all price fixed with a rate that's a discounted rate, then we all build that into our price, and they still have the best economy rate for that package. The other way to look at it is if they don't take part in it because they're an economy hotel and they want to turn them and burn them and they don't want to have a package that ups what they do, then these packages can put pressure on other hotels, and as inventory drops, that fills their hotel. So it's just two ways of looking at it.
Do we have some sort of information session for the hoteliers? I mean, we've got three hotels covered there with Michelle, and Jane's covered, you're covered, Karen's covered, but we still have 26 other hotels out there, a lot of properties that need to be covered, which would probably have these same kind of conversations. Should we be hosting a session for the hoteliers where we're explaining how the packages work and then getting their questions? You know, how do you set your package up on the website? Who do you go to? What are your options? You know, you can set it for the weekends only or the weekdays only, or, you know.
We have the luncheon coming up in March. We do an annual luncheon where we do a report back to the stakeholders. So that will be part of it. We're also, website-wise, redeveloping that backside site and actually developing a TBID site that doesn't include just a note from us, but we'll have all of our agendas, our minutes, the blasts that go out. And in that would be information that we would send out, and you know, it could be even like a blog thing for all of us. There's a lot of ideas on how to do that, but we don't have a good system for that right now.
Well, and I'd want to comment too. I think a little bit is too, every hotel runs their hotel a little differently. So what I do at my hotel may be different than what she does at hers. I think the hoteliers out there, the other 26, I mean, if they have questions, then they should maybe call other hoteliers and find out how people do things. You know, we are all on the same team and working together, but everybody's going to do things a little bit differently too. So, you know, I think sometimes in order to make your business successful, you need to go out there and learn how to do it and put your foot out and try to, you know, I think we're all here to help them, but we also can't do it all for them, I guess is my point.
Well, no, I'm thinking maybe there should be a session on some Tuesday morning where everybody gets together for 2 hours and we sit down and explain how the packaging program works and what your options are, how you participate, all that kind of stuff. So that, I mean, I we want these, you know, all the hotels, to all the properties to participate. And I think part of the reason they may not be participating is they don't know how to, or they're confused in how it works, or they don't know what their limitations are, they don't know what their opportunities are. Just like this conversation going on in this small group right here, and we're all relatively informed, you're taking a much larger group of people who are a lot less involved in what's going on here. They're going to have a lot more questions.
I have two things to say. I would like to say two things. We have, and TBID sponsors a biannual get-together for all the hoteliers, which is a great time for us to decide packaging and why we do it. That's thing one. Thing two, there used to be a hotel association in this town, a hotel and restaurant association in this town. There is still that nonprofit that exists. There is still money there. I challenge anybody to put it together, because that is the venue that this would be appropriate for. So it hasn't happened. It hasn't organized. It needs to be reorganized if the hoteliers want it. It's there to get back together, and that would be a good place. But we do have a meeting coming up. When is it? When's the luncheon meeting coming up with everybody?
It was March last year.
Yeah.
So probably March this.
Okay, it's once a year. I thought it was twice. So okay.
It's once a year.
We do send out to all the hoteliers. We sent out something late September to advise them that we were going to be doing this email blast, and that they could provide us with two sentences, and I obviously let them know that they could contact me with any questions. And we had about a 30% response rate, but it was pretty straightforward. They're really, but no questions, and we sent it out twice. We passed the deadline, sent it out again. So I think that was adequate for that one. And but I agree, they probably do have questions that they're not totally up on. But
and when we send a blast and people don't respond, we get on the phone and we start calling them. So we do need a better system. So we'll develop that. I agree. But right now, let's stay on the packaging subcommittee report so that we can get through it. I'd like to see us adopt these and allow the packaging set.
I think particularly with the fall blast with the discount is ready to go, and it looks like Wine Wrangler is ready to go. I think maybe the rest of them are great in concept but need to be fleshed out, and but that's a great plan going forward for the year.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I have one thing to comment just for the packaging committee. Since we've got December to January winter wellness, maybe there'd be a great way to tie in January restaurant month.
Absolutely.
So just if you guys could look into that. And then I agree. I think that's my only comment.
Yeah, we will tie in restaurant month. And that was one I meant to add here, but you saw it came late. So everybody add restaurant month to the January. So that's through January. Right. Any more discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Nay. So we will start working on this and getting the blast together. Great. Terrific. Whew. Okay. Creative subcommittee report. We did not meet as a subcommittee. We did, however, come together and do some work on creative through emails. And one of the things that we added as hoteliers was the word destination to some of the creative to create that buzz around this being actually the location that you want to come to. And I think in that TripAdvisor, you saw where it said discover a new rock star destination, Morro Bay. So we did add that destination in, and we're going to be enhancing that word destination and building on that destination buzz as we move forward. And then visitor and conference bureau report, Michelle.
So yesterday we had our VCB meeting. I think I sent everybody else out the activity report yesterday. I apologize, I didn't bring it with me. Yesterday's meeting was pretty much on the SAVOR event. Financials are not in yet, so we're still working a lot through that. You know, the event was at the beginning of October, and we're still only, you know, all the bills and stuff haven't came in yet. But overall, it was very successful. There was $2.93 million of an economic impact in our county, which is up tremendously from last year. Last year, I think it was like 1.6. So it was a huge impact on the entire county. There was like an 80% satisfaction rate that was done by about, we sent out a survey, and there was about 400 responses that came back on that survey, and we had about an 80% satisfaction rate. There was 8,800 attendees, almost 9,000 attendees on that weekend, which was really an 18% increase from last year. And this year, the out-of-town visitors went up. It was about 50% this year, whereas last year it was out-of-town was more like 30 or 40%. And I apologize, I didn't bring the exact figures because I left that binder sitting on my desk. So this is off of just kind of a little bit of memory. And then there was like 1.28 million impressions as of now. So it was a huge successful event for branding our county, and I know Sunset was very, very pleased. There's a November, basically conceptually yesterday, the board did say give the reins to go on to next year's event to for the idea. You know, it's not set in stone, but they are going to be meeting with Sunset in November to talk about next year and possibly going forward with a third year event. So I think overall it was very successful. Just, of course, finances still need to come in and figure out where we're at on all of that. But overall, I think branding the county was very successful, and everybody seemed very pleased. And I know Sunset was happy, and the VCB was very happy with it. So that's really about all there is to report. And I'll next month try to bring back some of those exact figures, because again, I apologize, I didn't bring the note. Oh, and another thing that was really interesting is the economic side of things. Something about 60% of the people that came made over $100,000, which I think is something that is really nice to see. They're targeting that higher end income. And also it was a lot of the baby boomers. The baby boomers were definitely the largest market out there. So I thought that was something that we all strive to get more of, and it was really, you know, just a slam dunk for what we're marketing. So I thought it was great. That was about it.
And Jane, you went to the Mission Plaza event, and Jane was texting me from the event saying, they mentioned Morro Bay. Sunset Magazine mentioned Morro Bay. They mentioned again. She was texting me during the night. She said it was like it was a buzz with stuff about Morro Bay, so... Yeah,
Morro Bay was a huge talk yesterday about our booth and just the press that Sunset had given Morro Bay. And so we were definitely a hot topic yesterday. Everybody kept saying we got the best out of the deal. And I said, again, yeah. And I said, well, because, you know, they always, if we got the best, they're going to want more.
Oh, when you got the emails, did everybody get that? Everybody grab that up? Okay. So I will turn it over to Jacqueline for a few-minute presentation, maybe...
It's not going to take very long, actually,
okay.
Because I'm going to ask that we extend till next month. And the reason is this event, my big event, is this Saturday. And but I wanted to let you know, I did go to SAVOR. I made a lot of contacts. Riedel Stemware is on board. I have Svedka on board. I have Vodka. Yeah. I have... Infinity on board, but all of my meetings were pushed to the first week of November because this has been my focus, and I was like, I need to get this one done. Svedka also hasn't been able to tell me exactly how they're going to come in because they want to get through this Saturday night and see how that goes. So I felt like I'm missing some really big chunks that are a very important part of what I want to present to you. So if we could do this next month, I can finally put this to bed and then prepare even more for you. I have a whole bunch of things to show you. It's just not complete yet as a package.
So are you about 48 hours away from a large event?
Yes.
You are
and
48 hours away from that 80s thing, is that
I'm
correct?
I'm on like 3 hours of sleep for the last week. So
okay.
So
all
I'm
right.
Just like, you know, this is really going to be my biggest event and Options' biggest event, and I feel like Morro Bay's biggest event. So I you know, want to make sure I get my time with you, but I want to do it the right way. I didn't even bring my team because they're all working on what we have to do now. So It's just if we can do it next month, that would be great. We're sold out yesterday. So I
and
I
how many seats is that?
It's close to 2,000.
2,000, awesome.
And then I opened up some more seats, so we have a few more. So we'll probably sell those out again today. So it's a success. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Good
so
job.
Second event this year that we've had complete success with. And so I brought the programs.
Wow, who could be
yeah,
it?
And this is just an idea of a scaled down version working with interns. And this is something that also I'm going to ask about and help with design and advertising. This is what I provided as a program for this event, but I'm looking at the Oyster Festival of really being a really, the program being a huge part of the piece. You know, right now we print 10,000 of these and distribute them throughout San Luis County. I'd like to print 40,000 of the Oyster Fest ones and distribute them, and then it'd be more the size of like the Wine Festival, more like 100 pages and design better and stuff. But I'll leave those just to give you an idea of this is kind of the thing that I'm looking for.
And so if there's no objection from the board, then we would continue the Oyster Festival funding request to the November meeting.
Do we need a motion for that?
I don't think we need a motion. We can continue it without a motion.
I just want the board to know that since I'm on the board of directors of Options, I'll be recusing myself from any votes concerning this funding.
Actually, I talked to the city attorney at length about my involvement with the oyster company, Morro Bay Oyster Company. There are two companies in the bay that I believe will be supplying oysters, and there's an abalone and a sea urchin involvement.
Correct.
And quite a bit of other involvement. And my affiliation with Morro Bay Oyster Company does not preclude me from making any votes or comments. It's really an affiliation with them. It's different than I think what most people think it would be. Having said that, though, as long as we have a quorum, I will be recusing myself because I don't want anybody to ever think that I had something to gain by the festival or by anything out there. So as long as we have a quorum, I'll step back to next month. But, I mean, for purposes of today, we're just asking for this to come back next month. So everybody good with that? Head shake? Gotcha. We'll see you next month.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Good luck.
Enjoy
on
your
Saturday.
Event this weekend. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good luck. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Okay. And with that, we have All Out Events stepping up for the Morro Bay Triathlon. Yes. I'm sorry. You have a PowerPoint.
We have a PowerPoint.
We have pictures.
I was looking down.
Yes. Pictures. Okay.
So, wait for him to.
AGP is coming out to help you.
Oh, wow, he's in another room. So while he's doing that, essentially we came to you last year, shortly before the event because we didn't know, and you guys were like, let us know because we didn't even know about it. So as soon as we were done with it and we had dates and like we all the rest of our events weren't taking, I sat down and prepared the application and sent it off to you guys. So we're here. We actually decided to push it back 2 months. Weather was kind of iffy this year. It was sort of raining on Saturday, and the event was on Sunday, and a lot of people didn't show up that had pre-registered, so we thought we'd move it back to August. So we have better weather. It's going to be coinciding, hopefully, with an event downtown to help draw people to the event and, like, really choose to make it a...
Actually, just wanted to step back. I really like that rock star thing. And I really want to have the finish. We have the finish line right in front of the rock, basically. And I want to have the finish photo say, like, you're a rock star. I think it would be so cool. Sorry. Totally off topic. Okay. So last year we introduced the sprint race, which is basically half of the distance of the Olympic course. This year we wanted to introduce a kids' triathlon, which are getting popular, and I think it would be a really great thing for families. So, you know, if one of the parents wants to go and race longer races, the kids can do the shorter races. It'd be a really fun course. It's a lot of the same course as everybody else is doing, so they'd kind of see them, and, you know, they'd be cheered on by their fellow competitors. It's just a photo of the start. This is actually 2 years ago, because this year it was socked in and raining. June 5th.
What day was it this year?
This year it was June 5th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So moving it 2 months forward, hopefully we won't have rain. You never know. So second year, we had about 350 people signed up. We had quite a few no-shows, though, just because of the weather. They found out about the event basically through, you know, emails. We had posters and flyers and stuff like that. And we posted on all the free sites that are out there online. We'd like to change this event from a smaller event into a big destination event, because Morro Bay is absolutely beautiful. The course is wonderful, and the experience that the participants have, it's great. I mean, they comment on it every time. So last year, these are our demographics that we have. About 38 was the age that people participate in. 83% are college educated. Average income is pretty high, which is nice. It's that higher income bracket that cities tend to be looking for. They like to, you know, dine. They like to stay in hotels. They like wine, beer. And this year we had a 3% increase over last year from out-of-town participants. So not huge, but, you know, it's nice. More people are hearing about us from out of the area. So, and then, as far as marketing, what we really want to do this year is we want to go to a lot of other events and table, basically with a nice booth, just like at trade shows, you know, at Saver, how you did. We'd like to do that at other bigger triathlons in kind of the target areas, like in Fresno area, because we can really draw from that area, especially if we're moving into August when it's blazing hot in the valley. They're going to want to come here naturally, so it's an easy target almost. We want to table at those events, hand out brochures. It's a pretty effective way to meet people and really give over a sense of what the event's all about. We have a nice slideshow that we have on a flat screen that we can set up at the events as well. Ads in Target newspapers, kind of like the Slow Tribune or the Santa Barbara Independent, kind of things like that, in the Valley, Southern Bay Area, Northern Los Angeles area. Those are kind of our target areas. And then as well as ads on active.com, which is, if you look at the web demographics, that's where most of the people come from, online stuff, that's where most people click from, as well as Facebook ads, which seem to always be effective. And we're really trying to just stretch out the small marketing budget we have so it reaches as many people as possible with those kind of targeted ads. As well, we'd like to do an actual print ad in Triathlon Magazine to add kind of a prestige to the event. You know, we can say as seen in Triathlon Magazine. It is expensive, and it's hard to gauge the return, because you don't have like, oh, this is how many people click through to our site from your site, you know. But it does add the prestige to it, and it becomes more of a recognizable name. So in the proposal that we sent in, that is included in that. As well as just chatting it up and telling people about the event and having last year's participants spread the word, which a lot of them said they would. So. And that's the finish. That's where they're going to be a rock star.
That's a nice shot.
Thanks.
So I think at this time we'll stick right around there so that we can hear from you.
Okay. And then, not moving.
Yeah, don't move. And then we'll turn it back over to the board here for discussion and questions. I do have a question. The big red flag for, I think, a lot of people.
We understand that your interest and our interest is better served by understanding that they need to get a hotel and stay involved.
Yeah. Right.
So we're not like skewing our numbers.
Okay.
So that would be pointless. So.
And then I'll turn over to the board for questions as they rise. Anyone?
Go, Jane. I have a question. What's the registration fee?
It is $90.
So it's $90 per person to register?
Yes, and the kids' race will be less than that. We don't have a price for that yet.
So I have a question. So In the category figures, I got a little confused, and that's me. It says registration 25,343, and then it says estimated 40,000. Can you just explain what those numbers are?
Oh, so you're talking about the budget, right? Because I was trying to figure out what you were pointing at.
Yeah, the budget. Sorry about that.
So I think you're looking at the actual actual cost when you're giving us
no,
the specific number.
No, it says sales event registration. That's an income figure, isn't it?
Right, and because I can't see what you're looking at.
Oh, so okay. It says the income.
Is it the actual?
Well, it's for 2011.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that was this year's actual.
Okay.
And while it's not round, part of that is there's discounts for a certain, like, tri-team. They'll put in something and
okay.
it will change the numbers up.
Okay,
oh,
so
thank you. Yeah.
Thanks. So then the projected, which is the $40,000.
It's a round number. Right.
Okay, so $40,000 is, if we take, you said you estimated 500 participants.
Right.
So that's where you got the $40,000.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And then there's
although
going to be
90
some
times 5 is 45,000.
Right. And
450,000.
So
that's why I got confused.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing is the prices change depending on when you register. So the actual it's kind of like a
so there's an
projection.
Average. So
exactly.
You expect X amount to register at a lower rate, and
right.
so this is an average of what 500 people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then,
and what's the increase from last year?
We want to get, so last year we were shooting for 500, and this year we had, I don't remember what the exact number, it was about 350.
Okay, so your percentage, John, this is where you come in.
Yeah, I'm an English professor.
So there's 150 more, okay, people coming, and so what's that percentage increase, like 50%, John?
It should be more like 30 something.
150. It's no. If you take 150 divided, I just got a lesson on this. By 350, it's close to like almost like a 40% increase.
Right.
And so, what are you increasing in your event to bring it a 40% more?
So it's actually not so much what are we increasing in the event, so much as awareness. This is
okay.
This was our second year. Unfortunately, the way we're partnered with EcoSlow, they're the beneficiaries from it. We didn't get a lot of support from them last year, and we were expecting a lot more. So our advertising budget as well as time weren't there. As that's working, what's actually happened within our business itself is I'm actually quitting my English professor job and going to this full time. So we're going to be devoting a lot. We're actually going to be traveling with a business partner of ours and going to specific events and tabling, generating like a lot more awareness. We have a lot of really great media out there now because people will put like blog posts and stuff and really leveraging that. Whereas last year, unfortunately, this didn't get the kind of attention that we really wanted to give it, because the first year EcoSlow kind of has tried to assist us to put it on, but it wasn't a priority. The second year, now we took full ownership of it, and this year we really want to like devote our time to it. We've dropped a lot of other events that weren't being successful that we didn't really believe were going to work. This one we really believe in. We've been really successful with a mountain bike race up in Santa Margarita. We have a mud run coming up that's going to bring probably about 1,000 people at the end of October. So we really know how to get people now. And before, it was kind of, it wasn't getting the attention. You know, like we were saying, like the magazine, there's not a good return on investment. But for somebody to open up and actually see, I mean, especially to see something like that, that's how people choose their events. So to be able to go, like, look at this, and, like, we didn't have much of a Facebook budget advertising. So now we really know where we're going with it. We're going to have seed money, and so that's why it's going to grow to that level.
I have one other question.
Sure.
Okay. Our weather is best in September, October, November, mm-hmm. and we have very few events in October.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would rather see this event later on, not in August. I mean, our weekends in August for most hoteliers are 100%
right.
booked.
So,
and would you be willing to look at this as
the only
October?
Problem is you have to remember that there's a triathlon season, and people will be done and not wanting to be doing races because they need to like have time off and start training again in like January. Our date isn't fixed. We looked at another June date, but it's actually based on the tide, because we can't have the tide too strong or they can't swim in and out. So it's got to be on a weekend. It's got to be pretty slack. Yeah. So, I mean, our date isn't entirely fixed. None of our dates that currently are. But October, November, it would be hard to actually draw triathletes to it. So
what's this?
I don't know. And people usually make that their very first race. So, you know, you can't go any earlier than that to get it, if that makes sense. So hopefully that answers questions.
You know, I really want to say, first off, I think it's a great event. I love it. I love the kid feature with it. I think that goes right with Morro Bay. I'm really with Jane on this. August, mm-hmm. hoteliers, we're booked. Yeah. You know, I think John showed some numbers earlier. We need help in those shoulder seasons.
Right.
We need help in May. We need help in early June. We need help in November, but that might be too late. October, yeah. November. It's really hard. You know, it's just when everybody's already doing stuff. Yeah. So for me, the date is really what is is problematic for me.
Okay. I would say to you, if you're choosing an August date and you want to stay firm with an August date, there's a week in August that's totally dead, mm-hmm. and it's the weekend that school is going back.
Oh,
and yeah, yeah. What happens is we have August, the third week, the fourth week of August, unless that weekend falls as the beginning weekend of Labor Day, unless they coincide. Sometimes that weird, funky calendar thing happens. That is the week that I would look at. And school typically between Fresno, Northern Cal, and Southern Cal goes back in right around that 17th to 25th range of August.
And to be very honest, when you say the hoteliers are filling and stuff like that at that date, I'm interested in changing it because if we can't find accommodations, people don't want to have
to. That's right.
And honestly, they're going to be paying more.
Yeah.
They're going to be paying
with the mid-state fair in town.
Exactly.
It's supply and demand.
Yeah. So thank you for pointing that out because Mid-State Fair was definitely not something on our radar because we're thinking, you know, what sporting events are the problem? So that's, yeah.
How about September dates? Are there any September dates that are good?
Stay away from Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Labor Day, obviously. We have the Margarita Festival here. What I would recommend maybe
which is
doing,
the second weekend.
Okay.
You know, looking at 2012's calendar, Saturday, August 25th and 26th mm-hmm. is that last weekend. It's before Labor Day, mm-hmm. and generally before a holiday, it's quiet. It's kind of that quiet before the storm mentality. And then when you get into September, you've got Labor Day is that first weekend, and then I think the only thing going on the weekends in September is the Margarita Festival.
Margarita Festival is the second weekend. Now Savor is the last weekend.
Oh, and Savor will be the last weekend.
Don't want Savor. Yeah.
But Margarita Festival, is there room for partnership on that? I mean, do we want drunk runners?
Not kidding. Well, no, I mean, to be honest, I think it would be great to be able to saddle with another event because part of this, like from your perspective and our perspective, is people will come if there's, and definitely stay for the whole weekend if something's happening.
Yeah, Margarita Festival does not yet sell the town out. They have room for some growth, but I don't think they can grow much bigger than their venue. But this could be something where we have these events going on that sandwich the town that are...
We're also considering making the AVO a two-day event. And I know if I ran a triathlon, I'd want a margarita when I'm done.
Or at least the next day, right?
Yeah.
I think we'd have to be careful, though, too, if you're drinking a bunch of margaritas on Saturday and then trying to do an event on Sunday, you might have one
too many margaritas. The real triathletes won't touch it, so don't worry about that. Yeah.
Maybe the other way around. Yeah. But look at tides and those kinds of things. And let's make sure we have a firm date.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we threw that at you, but, you know.
Well, this is what this is for.
So. Yeah, right. Absolutely. It's all a sounding board.
Yeah.
And so that Mid-State Fair date's going to be really tough.
I'm glad you pointed out because we don't want people not be able to find a place. So,
you could call any one of us, and we could tell you right away. I mean, I know holidays almost in my brain. So, if you guys look at some of those weekends and then get the tide information, we could be like, oh, this is going on, this is going on. San Luis Obispo County Visitor Center, too. You could get on there, and it shows all the events because, you know, we are a county of a million and one events.
Yeah.
So you may have to back it with something else, but I think to stay away from those summer months is going to be more.
Their website is sanluisobispocounty.com, and ours is morrobay.org, which
also
I think you already know.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think what we need to do is, and it's we're going to torture you some more. We're going to probably ask you to come back.
That's fine.
I think that's pretty much, I'm seeing a head shake consensus. Yeah. That's where we're at. Get a firm date. And I think John has something to say, but definitely we need to have you come back with a firm date. And John?
I guess two things. One is kind of echoing, what everybody else has been saying. I can guarantee you will not be able to take that picture in August.
Yeah.
Because you won't see the rock.
Yeah, it's true. It's foggy. Yeah.
One, and then two, just going over the numbers, I mean, it seems like your event is pretty well funded already.
It's funded by entrance. The thing is why would we want to do that? Because, number one, we don't actually take any money home from it, so we send it to EcoSlow. So the more we get, the more EcoSlow gets, and the more we have time to devote to it. Second reason would be that we are pretty well funded.
Seems large for us to be looking at, because we wouldn't have that many rooms to be able to sell, quite truthfully. Even if it was in September and October, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to sell that many rooms.
Okay.
So just a thought to put out there for when you guys come back. But I mean, I encourage you to keep going on it.
Yeah, let me just pick up where John. One of the things this group does really well, this board does, is market. And I know there's a lot of opportunities to you know, for us to help market your event along with what we, you know, marketing Morobay at the same time. So, you know, maybe the in-kind type of marketing might be part of the,
absolutely.
Of the package.
Yeah, we actually have another side business that's working, and we're learning how to work with hoteliers because mm-hmm. of it. So it's great to any assistance, because right now it's literally just the two of us when we can and trying to figure it out. And
right.
So that's part of the cost. So.
Well, I'm sure from the head shakes that we're going to be having you back in November.
Okay.
Yes, Rob. Sorry.
What's the numbers on the mud mash?
We're about, I think we have about 700 right now. We'll probably get about 1,000. So,
yeah, we'll have a lot of registrations the week of. So
he said 700 to 1,000.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So.
Anything else? We'll see you in November.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I get in contact with you? Is it
you
same
can.
Date?
You can email me. Okay. I was on that loop that Andrea shot out. If you have any questions, and if you have any correspondence you want to put out to the board, I can link that correspondence out for you. Note that the board, please note the Brown Act, so once that correspondence goes out, the discussion, they won't be having discussion amongst themselves, but questions might come directly back to you.
Not
you can't copy the board on that. Blah, blah.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. See you in November. Okay. Let me get my agenda back here. Sorry, folks. Okay. So we will have two continued businesses for next month. New business, discussion of California Welcome Center in Morro Bay. There's been some discussion for some time about a California Welcome Center, and there was a copy of the RFP, proposal for RFP was sent to you. There's a gal named Karen Fish who's in charge of the CTTC, and in that regard, she's in charge of those California Welcome Centers, and there is a whole board approval process. They just went through that board approval process to get a California Welcome Center in Salinas, and I talked to her because there was some idea that Morro Bay may not be available to even enter a bid process for a California Welcome Center because we're within 50 miles of another one, which would be Pismo Beach. But when we chatted, she mentioned that Morro Bay could have very compelling reasons to have a welcome center here. And the number one compelling reason would be that we're located on Highway 1, and there is no welcome center, California Welcome Center, located directly on Highway 1 that anchors either end of Big Sur. She said, you know, your Highway 1 entrance in the Rock is really a gateway to where that kind of rugged coastline begins and blah, blah, blah. So the process is that we have to keep our eye on it, and we would have to have a location that would be near a highway. It's $1,000 to file an RFP. So it's $1,000 to go to bid that goes to the California Tourism Board. And then there is it's quite a lengthy process, obviously, because it's a governmental agency. Sorry, Rob. And they require that you jump through hoops and then hoops of fire. So you need to be located near a highway. You need to have $5,000 immediately to pay for new Caltrans signage. You need to be able to show how you would staff it, how you would manage it, and all of these other things. I know there is interest from other entities on Highway 1 to grab a California Welcome Center. Pismo Beach Welcome Center is the busiest welcome center in the entire state. They actually they rival, I guess, the San Francisco California Welcome Center for number of people that they grab. It's just another opportunity for us to have people stop, and once they stop, for us to be able to capture them. I don't know if you've ever visited California Welcome Center. I don't know what you think of the California Welcome Centers, and so that's why this is on here, so we can discuss what we think of a California Welcome Center. Would we have interest in
to go through and do some more investigating to, because, you know, if it's something that's not even, we couldn't even afford to budget to do it, to sustain it, it'd be pointless to request one.
From what I understand, they go out for this RFP process like every 2 or 3 years. It's not something that they do every month where they're like actively looking. There's a board that meets quarterly and decides what's on their, you know, they're kind of like us, but they meet quarterly from all over the state, the CTTC board, and they decide when they need more welcome centers and what region they're in and blah, blah, blah. So this might not even come up for, you know, 3 years. But we should probably, just like anything, getting to the prize comes with a well-laid plan. So I don't know. Jane?
I have a couple of things to say. First of all, how long has the Pismo California Center been open? Do you know? Nobody knows?
15 or 20 years.
Oh, okay. That's thing one. Thing two, there's a great possibility that if we had a California, I'm very much in favor of opening a California center, with the caveat that we have our Morro Bay Visitor Center in the same location, not the Chamber, but the Morro Bay Visitor Center, because I think if you can get people stopping on Highway 1, they might think about staying here. And it would be a coup to be able to get that. And so it would be really important to blast it out with a Morro Bay Visitor Center. So I would be very interested in seeing some studies about that. And I think it would greatly impact our tourism here.
Yeah, so there was a conversation of could it be like a conjoined twin situation or whatever, and what Jane is talking about. And they said, yeah, they could be in the same building. So we could have a building that was split, like, you know, offices where they were split and right there. And, you know, they could even share the same door. And there's a number of different ways to, you know, move the shell around.
I'm just, you know, it sounds like an expensive proposition. And, you know, as far as return on investment, do people stop there? You know, for example, at Pismo, or they're driving by 101, they stop there. Oh, look, there's a California Visitor Center. Let's stop there. Does that generate, you know, heads and beds for Pismo? Or is it, you know, we're heading to Monterey. Let's find, you know, or look at this in Salinas. We didn't, you know, I mean, is it really generating stuff, you know, dollars for Pismo?
I would almost guarantee you that a large percentage of people who stop at that Pismo Welcome Center or that Salinas Welcome Center think that they're stopping and getting information on Salinas or Pismo, not realizing that it's a California Welcome Center and it has all the California information also. And when you go down there to the Welcome Center, this is why we got in with Certified, there is no area for Morro Bay and the Pismo stuff because it's just gigantic. I mean, it's just gigantic, and it allows us to, you know, they do have to carry things from all over California, so yeah, Disneyland is going to be in there, and Knott's Berry Farm, and, you know, the Hilton in San Diego, but it's going to be getting people to stop in Morro Bay. I don't know. I'm a fan of it, because if it's going to be somewhere on Highway 1, I want it to be here, not Cambria. I want it to be here, not Cayucas. I want to be here, not Los Osos. So that's why, you know, one reason.
You know, it would be very easy to bring back those statistics because all you need to do is go back 3 years and look at the sites that California visitor centers have opened and then look at their tourism percentage from before till now. That's why I asked the question about Pismo, because I'm sure they don't have records from 15 years ago. So we can't really show that impact now, but we can show the impact on within 3 years, which I think is very crucial, especially a three-year period where we've had a declining financial crisis in this country. So I think that would be a really good study to be made.
I think that we're getting into a lot of discussions and unanswers. I'd love to see a committee. Jane looks like she's got a lot of good stuff. And I agree with Jane. I think it would be great to have the two. I think we would be silly to have a California Welcome Center without it being tied to our Morro Bay. I think that would just be silly. So, but I think we need to get a committee together and look at all of those things and bring it back. I think it's expensive, but I think it's if we could get it, it would be amazing. So.
Okay, so question is, what's the deadline to put in that $1,000 application?
The RFP process is not open yet.
Okay.
So part of it is that best laid plan. Right now it would be looking at what we could do, where we could place it near a highway, blah, blah, blah. There's a million unanswered questions, and once you get that RFP, and I have connections at the CTTC, and so does Michelle. So, unless Karen, you'll pass on this one. Are you going to jump up and down on that, Nick?
I'll be on that committee.
You'll be on that committee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so how will I, Brown Act-wise, how will I connect them with that CTTC people?
Give them the name and numbers.
It doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything. Okay, so I'll connect you with the RFP. Karen, you've got Karen's information. You can connect her. She's awesome. So I think all that came out for last month. So, okay. So off you go, Will. And then one of you, just get back to me when you want preliminary reports and steps to come back onto the agenda. And that needs to be done 2 weeks before the meeting date. Okay. You don't have to have your report ready, but you do have to know that you want to be on the agenda. Chairman Jane. Okay, so that group is going to be Jane, John, and Nick.
So do we need to make a motion right now? Or did we make a motion?
No, we need a motion.
I make a motion that we do a subcommittee to look at the California Welcome Center here in Morro Bay, and that committee would be made up of Jane Beeman, John Myers, and Nick Mendoza.
Second motion.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Even the people on the subcommittee are not opposed. Okay. All right. So that is our discussion of the California Welcome Center. Discussion of a year-long plan for packaging. We did that, sorry. And we voted on it. Oopsie.
Yeah.
And then report.
We did that under our report.
Shall we revote, Rob? Big oopsie. report on the status of the T-bid bylaws that went to the City Council. And for that, I'd like to turn it over to Rob.
At your pleasure, I sent out an email apologizing to all of you about the confusion with the T-bid bylaws and the Planning Commission bylaws that didn't incorporate all the changes. For the T-bid, I did incorporate all the changes except for one, and that had to do with having the chair always be from the hotelier. And I rejected that one based on the fact that our primary goal, the reason why we were doing the bylaws, is to make them all uniformed with all the other commissions and boards, and all of those have that the chair is elected. So that was one reason I didn't want to make that change, so we could have that uniformity. And the other one was, at least from my opinion, is what happens if you actually have a hotelier that none of them want to be the chair, or you have someone from at large that is incredible at steering the committee and would want to take that on.
So if there is, though, that very hard desire that, no, we really want to keep this in there, then I'll take it back to council for that change and see if they agree with it. But my recommendation to them still would be, unless I, for some compelling reason, I hear differently, I think it's a good idea to keep it open. The makeup is always that the hoteliers have a majority on this board anyway, so they're going to be able to vote for that hotelier person if they always want that person on. So with that, again, apologize for the confusion. Trying to get it done and get it to council, I didn't come back to you.
First of all, thank you for the clarification. It's just an oopsie. So what's the board's pleasure here?
Well, for me, as a hotelier that pays a substantial, collects and pays in, what I found is I'm involved. I'm more involved, you know, in the city and what's doing, and with Craig, even though he hates that, and with other people, with other businesses in the community. I'm very involved as a hotelier. I care more about overnight stays than not. Overnight stays. I also know that the chairman always has a strong effect on the people that sit on the board and can also give insight into things with clarity, does a lot, well, Joan especially does a lot of things that somebody might not even know about because they're not a hotelier. I am a firm believer in a hotelier being the chair.
I think my feeling is pretty much the same as Jane's. And in addition, I think that the Morro Bay TBID board
and the inclination to take on the responsibilities as chairperson. And I know how much time Joan puts in. I mean, it's a second job that she is doing right now. It's, you know, on top of what she does already. Secondly, I think, you know, having somebody from the hotel industry always in charge kind of precludes the possibility that there may be somebody from outside the hotel industry that may really bring some interesting insights or viewpoints or, you know, different ways of looking at things. So I think we're, in a way, precluding that possibility from happening if we don't let somebody occupy that chair seat. I had one other thought, and I'm... Oh, and the other thought was that the hoteliers will always have a majority vote on the committee, so that if there's, you know, if it's just going anti something the hoteliers really feel strongly enough about, then that chairperson is almost automatically overruled anyway. So there is certainly a safety valve in there. I mean, there's a possibility that somebody could move into town tomorrow that we just think is, you know, the greatest leader in the world, and we want that person to take this responsibility on. I just would not like to say we can't do that.
Thoughts? Someone else?
Yes, I just want to say, as the other person that's at large, I guess, that's not in the hotel business, I consider being on this board a real privilege, and it's very important to, you know, when you're spending somebody else's money, it's a pretty high responsibility, and I really don't have a problem with having a hotelier, you know, always in the chair position, because it's really an important thing when you spend somebody else's money. It's a big responsibility, and we have a lot of work to do. I mean, we've got to get that rate up as far as vacancies. So I don't have a problem with it.
Michelle?
Oh, my mic has been on the whole time. Good thing I wasn't breathing heavy. You know, for me, I kind of see everybody's point. I see what John's saying about, I hate to put it so into we could never do it, but then again, as a hotelier, we are the only BID board that I'm aware of that allows, that don't have all hoteliers. I love that we are the only ones that do that, because I think that a lot of times the people at large bring a different perspective also to us hoteliers. So I think it's really important. But I also know that the chair really does guide the board and, gives a, you know, I think that I would probably lean towards wanting to have the chair be a hotelier. I really, but I see Rob's thing of, you know, the legalities and all of that, but I go back to that. We are the only ones that have it. And so I think, you know, as stakeholders, my job here is to represent the hoteliers, and I think the hoteliers at large would much rather see a chair be a hotelier. So I would really want to see that go back. City Council still may come back and say we're just an advisory board and it doesn't matter, but I think that as a stance for the TBID, I think we should stand behind the stakeholders and do what they would wish, which would be to have a hotelier be the chair. So that's where I would be on it. So I don't know if we want to make a motion to have it go back. I don't know.
I think you brought up a good point, that we've been very lucky with our very fortunate with our members at large and the perspectives that they've brought to the board. But I think that brings up another point, that the perspective of a hotelier is unique in the fact that we're in the industry, that it's something that we have a greater stake at, and that perspective is what should drive this board. That's what does drive this board, I think, to a large extent. And from that point of view, that person should be the chairperson should be a hotelier.
And of course, as a hotelier, I'm going to not make a lot of comments, but I am going to say I totally agree with. And okay, so I know I'm the chair. Remove me from being the chair. I don't care who's the chair, as long as it's a hotelier. And the reason why I say that is because can't imagine a point, and I love the fact that we have people who step forward and step up for us who are not hoteliers. We have three people, we have two people now on our board that step forward and help to give us a unique perspective and a unique vision of what, and they do not let us forget that it's an overall picture. I think for us as hoteliers, we are very hyper-focused on the destination Morro Bay. We see that as our branding, discovering the destination, the branding of the whole place. But I have to say that what we do here is very, very, very... So we are... you just wanted to say no. Now we are on to D and new business, the discussion of the director of tourism position. And Rob can, Rob is glaring. He's like, what? I like the eyebrows. I just wondered if you could give us an overview of the discussion that went on at City Council and why this is back here to us. A very brief 30 seconds or less.
They want more of a discussion and analysis of what this person is, this director of tourism, what their job duties, what their functions would be, a discussion of what exactly are we missing, and is it a subcommittee item? I know we hate subcommittees, but it seems like that's the best to really, roll the sleeves up and say where are we going, you know, with it. And when the CPC did, they appointed two to look at it. And just in their quick discussions, and Cherry, you know, I'm trying to paraphrase it, but one of theirs was that we just discussed about an event that just happened that, we had no idea it was going on. It sometimes drops through the crack. We don't even know if they filed for a temporary use permit, but I explained at the CPC, when our group gets together, remember we're a government institution, when our group gets together to talk about a temporary use permit, it's Joe Woods from facility standpoint, what facilities are being used. From a police standpoint, safety, fire safety, they're looking at it from how to protect the public. They're not even looking at it from a tourism standpoint. So unfortunately, for this event, we don't even know if they got a temporary use permit. I'm going to find out about that. It was a horse, photography horse, and horses on the beach, quite a few people, and it was with Click-It over in...
Yeah, they were a couple of day event because there was like 50 photographers out photographing some Playboy models in bikinis on the at Widow Walls while we were surfing one day during that swell.
Yeah, so I mean, so the first thing is to figure out, and we do go over events when they're going on, but again, we're looking at it more from a public safety standpoint. It's just what our mindset is, and so we've talked about that a lot, and making certain that events get to the chamber. We know other events that are even happening in the county and what's going on. So that was one of their quick ideas that they talked about is that's what's missing. That's something that this person would be able to coordinate. But what are the other job duties and functions, and what are you looking for this person to do? There's many things when you talk about a chair that I've seen over the time that Chair Solu does that really a chair shouldn't be doing. I mean, she's a policy decision maker. It should be someone from a staff standpoint or a contract that's doing a lot of those functions that we need to look at and you know, to take a little bit of that burden off of the chair. You know, from our standpoint, I'm here today doing minutes because your city manager couldn't be here. But even from that standpoint, it's something that you could look at. That's what I would say is you know, is that something that person can take over? So because the city manager is invested enough, you know, 100 employees, and from my standpoint, I've got contracts and other stuff that are going on, so it's not a vested situation that we have, and that's the issue, is kind of to vent out, put them up on the board and look at all the ideas you've got and look at other organizations. So that's kind of the issue. They wanted more information as to exactly what this person would be or this entity or whatever it is.
So to break it down, we're looking at job duties, gaps,
overseeing
functions, administration oversight, or who this person would answer to, funding.
Mm-hmm.
This is a five-piece pie. Okay, so let's do a subcommittee.
Yes.
To look at the director of tourism position I don't think this is going to be a fast subcommittee, so I would say that, you know, a preliminary report could probably come back to our board to look at maybe in December, which would give them a couple of months to get some contracts and structure from other folks, have some meetings. I'm already scheduled for a meeting with next week with the chair of the CPC, I believe Andrea, Craig, Sherry, Maggie and Dave. I'm not sure if Rob was on that list. Sorry, Rob, if you were, I apologize. I'm trying to pull that out of my brain. So, you know, I don't mind sitting on this subcommittee. I'm fine with that. If there's anybody else who wants to, and this is really, I would like to sit on this subcommittee because I know what I've done over the last 2 years, and I would like to put that into a little package and hand that off to. Go ahead.
I was just going to say this is something that I've just being involved with other cities in the county and seeing what their director of tourism or whatever you want to call that person, you know, liaison between different boards and different events and, you know, having them at events. And I think it's just something that's really important to, you know, because we're all doing a lot of work, especially our chair and, you know, our city manager, our city attorney, and a lot of those functions could be done by this person. So, and it doesn't have to be a full-time position either. It can be start as part-time. And having a representative from the city at, you know, at the events at the Savior event, you know, Andrew came and volunteered. It was just so neat to see somebody from the city there. Yeah. And Rob was there as well. It's just, you know, we're all vested together. We're all, you know, working towards the same thing for the betterment of our city. So it's, I think it's really important.
So we've got four, and that's an obvious Brown Act violation. Because we would have a quorum unless we had people to our board. No, okay.
So you know, the California Visitors Center board is Jane, John, and Nick. Is there any reason why we couldn't also take that on, but then Joan, you would have to stand down?
I think it's important for Joan to be there because
yeah.
she's been doing a lot of the work, and I think it's important. She knows, I think, a lot of what needs to be done. So I think it's really important that Joan is on that
I wouldn't mind not being on the board, but you know, I can certainly you know, vent my opinion on this board.
Also, I would it be against the rules to ask them to pull their brains and pull themselves of what anybody who's not on this subcommittee group to send forward to the subcommittee all of their ideas that they would like to see vetted and included via email or something? Would that be a thing that would be okay?
That's acceptable as long as you don't respond and start
right,
talking about
it. Right, but it could go to the subcommittee.
The other idea is you don't have to create a subcommittee and can do it as workshops if you wanted more than three. You just have to post the agenda.
So we could do it as workshops. Oh, I had never known that.
I like the workshop idea.
I like then workshops.
It'll be agenda in the public. You know, it's more open to the public in that idea, but you certainly couldn't, and whoever wanted to participate in it could.
Would you like that idea? That way it gets all of us in, and then maybe we could even pull some of the other hosts.
Sometimes it works quicker because now when you come back in December, you've already vetted all the issues.
I like that.
Let us have a workshop. I like that. And besides the workshop idea, would it be okay if then when we meet as a, when we do these tours and partner meetings, maybe I could take a second person with me from our board so that it's double the brain power, double the notes, anything I miss?
Yes.
Yes, that's okay?
Yeah, and just it's a little bit logistically scheduling, it's a little bit different in that, you know, you won't, when we do our subcommittee meetings, they're at the city hall and the city conference room. We're going to do an actual workshop, we'll have to figure out a little bit bigger room than that in case there are members of the public that want to participate.
Okay. We could always use the Los Arenas area upstairs.
Well, I mean, we've got over at the community center, there's conference rooms. It's just a little bit more scheduling than just saying we're going to do it this day.
Can I schedule it via email with the group? Can I schedule it via email? It doesn't have to be scheduled now. I can schedule a workshop via email.
We can schedule that through staffing. I mean, we'll send
staffing
out
an email.
Either
okay.
Dana or Bridget or Jamie will send out and say, here's potential dates. That way we can check on our conference rooms that are available and say, here's the dates for them and get it going.
Okay. So then we will have a workshop. That way it includes the entire board. But I would need a motion for us to have a workshop or a series of workshops. I would like to see it include the word series of workshops without limiting us to one. I would like to see a motion that would say the TBID would have a workshop or a series of workshops to investigate and develop further the five pieces of the Director of Tourism. And then we'll put an agenda together.
And what's excellent is in those workshops, no final action will be taken. And
it's just recommendations.
And it's just to come back at that whatever December, January meeting for the final. And what's great about that also, as a workshop, even if you don't meet a quorum for, you know, you do have seven, but for some reason, if just scheduling or something come up, you could still do the workshop.
Okay, I'd like to make that motion with a caveat that we put a timeline on the meetings. And the reason I say that is I talked to many people that didn't come to our other workshops because, number one, they were all day long. Number two, they were 4 and 5 hours and not a lot of important things, in their opinion, was said. So if we have a series, which I think is the best idea, that we limit those to an hour and a half, stay on target with that, and that's it.
So a series of workshops. You're making the motion that we have a series
of
workshops.
That's discussion. But I would like to make a motion that we make a series of workshops.
To discuss
the Director of Tourism position. Period. I don't want all this.
Is there a second? I would like to say, though, that I would like to see us not hire somebody from the outside to run the workshop. I think it can be run between the TBID board, please. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Good.
This workshop is for us, but anybody who wants to join can join, but it will be us leading it. If anybody wants to come, they're welcome to come, correct?
No hiring. Okay. Okay. So there's a motion and a second.
I didn't come up with this idea of workshops during the CPC, and they actually did a subcommittee. So we'll invite them to the workshop, too. and see where it goes. If there's a full board of them, then we'll make it a joint workshop somehow and see how it goes from there.
I thought they were looking at the direction of where the
events coordinator
visitor center should be.
No, they actually had on their agenda the discussion of interest in an events coordinator position, and there is some overlap there. So, but yeah. We'll figure that out. I just wanted to bring that up, that idea that they have a subcommittee that they appointed. And so we'll have to look at how that, if it overlaps.
Well, they're part of the public, so they can be invited. And so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you. And we are on to discussion of incorporating Destination Morro Bay into the destination marketing creative work. And so for that, Sherry, do you have any pictures of that still in that PowerPoint? If we go back, and Sherry will pull it up, we'll go back and look at that. We want to the creative subcommittee had came up with an idea through emails that we should incorporate the word destination into our marketing, because we were looking at the D-Discover and what we actually want people to do. And then we looked at it's Visit California, Visit San Luis, Sincerely San Luis, Classic California is Pismo, and they all use that. But ours is this huge Discover Your Better Nature, and we've honed that down through BCA to just the Discover portion, and we'd like to use Discover Destination, or put Destination in there as part of our. So you see, as you turn around, it's Discover still is our main tagline. Discover the picturesque, discover smooth sailing, discover a new rock star, Destination Morro Bay. And we even did discover a new rock star, and then under it, Destination Morro Bay, discover the picturesque, Destination Morro Bay, discover smooth sailing, Destination Morro Bay. And really branding ourselves as a destination instead of a stop by. And thoughts from the board. So I'm opening it up for discussion.
I love the idea of implanting the destination. I think that's going to be key to going forward with advertising.
There's Discover a New Rockstar Destination Morro Bay, which I think looks beautiful, by the way. Thank you again, Gary, for that lovely photo. Thoughts from the board? John?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a slam dunk, quite truthfully. It's got a ring to it that, I mean, I can see the Discover go away and it's going to just turn into Destination Morro Bay. It's not discovering, it's where I'm going. I mean, oh yeah, it's like I should have had a V8. Yeah, it's Destination Morro Bay, you know. It seems to me just to be obvious.
Michelle, your thoughts on Destination?
Yeah, I like it. I of course love Discover. I was a big fan of Discover Your Better Nature, but I do like Destination Morro Bay.
Well, so you're discovering the destination. I love that.
Right, which is what I love that, Discover a New Rock Star Destination Morro Bay. But I miss the Discover Your Better Nature, I'm not going to lie. But that's just me. I'm not on creative. I've never been a big creative person. So I miss Discover Your Better Nature, but I know we banded to go. But I do like Destination, so I'm fine with it.
Nick, your thoughts?
Well, just I was never a fan of Discover Your Better Nature, so this is I like it. The destination, it's simple, it's clean, you know, and we're trying to make this a destination rather than just coming through on your way somewhere, so it fits in with everything.
So do we need a motion to, Rob, start adopting destination into our marketing plan, or is it just something that we do?
I mean, it's just something you do. If you want more than that, you know, we have finally,
I know,
trademarked Discover Your Better Nature.
I passed this out, and we still have Craig existing on two, and we were going to wait for a new board member. Nobody applied, so for all you hoteliers out there who are watching in the middle of the day when I know you are busy in your rooms, but if you happen to turn this on, living at your hotel and you can't sleep, we need you to step forward. I'm going to look you in the eye. We need you to step forward and volunteer to be on our board. Next time the vacancy comes open, we'll do an email blast through BCA to try and get you on the board. We're a lot of fun. We have fun. So now back to our website, back to our subcommittees.
Do we know at this point when the city's going to advertise again for it?
They were going to, in discussions with Andrea, she had indicated to me that we were going to wait for the next cycle, which will probably be a January cycle.
Said the next cycle, yes. All the other appointments come up in January. Yeah. Are there any of the T-bid that are up in January? Any others?
I have no idea.
So, but that's our, if she said she was going to wait for the general cycle, then that would be January, is when all those appointments occur.
There you go. So January is when all those appointments occur. So, and I'm not sure if anybody from, I don't think any of us are up. I don't really know. I'll get that information and we'll let you know. So back to the subcommittee list. We have two where we need filling. We added one today. And then I can clean this up and get this out to you. But we have a vacancy on website, and we have a vacancy on packaging. And on packaging, we needed to move it forward. So you know from the last 2 months that I kind of jumped into packaging to kind of keep it moving forward. I don't have to sit there on that. I'm happy if somebody else, you know, I'm not officially on packaging is what I'm saying to you. So if you want to do packaging, Karen, Nick or Michelle, you are welcome to jump in there and work on packaging with Jane and John. And then website is myself and Michelle. So if there's anybody who wants to jump in on website, pick your poison.
I'd like to volunteer for website, but I think I'll stand down from packaging.
I think Joni should be on packaging since she was already there. I mean, she's been helping out.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's talking. You can yell Mike all you want. If we're not talking, you know what? We've got packaging pretty well figured out for the next year. So we can, I think, skate through packaging okay.
I will help out with packaging because it has been done for a few months. So I don't have a problem working with Jane and John on packaging. I know if we can do a lot of email stuff, that works great for me. So I don't mind doing that. I just feel like my name's on there a lot.
Well, the other thing we can do is when we come back for all of our whatever we do in July, you know, all that stuff we do in July, when we come back for all of that, maybe we can bring back packaging in July, or packaging, sorry, subcommittees in July and make sure everybody wants to stick with what they're on. Or if they're
when we fill our board again, we might be able to do it.
When we fill our board again, there's a lot of different ways we can do that. So, okay, okie dokie. So that's, we've got now Karen on website, and Michelle, you're taking over packaging, my interim spot on packaging. And then I'll clean this up and send it to you via email. And Karen. Okay. And then I'll add the California Welcome Center, John, Jane, and Nick to that also when I send it back to you. Let's see here. Moving right along. Declaration of future agenda items. So we have unfinished business coming back again next month, which is the Oyster Festival, the Morro Bay Triathlon. Declaration of future agenda items is going to be for the Morro Bay TBID board to solidify the direction of the website and funding, our funding portion of that website. So funding portion direction. Let's see. The funding requests are continued. Let's see here. Is there any other new business? Somebody help me.
Yes, Jane, let me jump in. Joan.
It's okay.
We're working on the application, the funding application, or request for funding, and we didn't get on the agenda, so maybe we should put that on for next month and just to finalize it. We made some changes, but we didn't really all put it together yet.
Okay. So that would be continued business because we did make changes.
Okay.
But that's okay. We need to make sure we get that
okay.
in there. So continued business is going to be...
See, and that's Monday.
Yeah. I
can I talk?
Yes, absolutely.
I strongly advise you to keep that billboard. That billboard is that if he's going to resell it, he just told me that he was going to resell it for $22.50 a four-week period. You guys are getting it for $1,200.
This
the one on 101. Already. It is in the budget, and I feel, no, but I feel very strongly that CBID will come in with at least one partner, and that's what we're looking for is a 50% split, which I think would even be better. New artwork on that, but that's just my recommendation. That's how I feel about it. So I don't know where you guys.
So, you know, we already have it in the budget at a 50% drawdown, and from my conversations and talking with Cheryl, I really feel pretty confident, truthfully, that either Cayucas, Cambria, or Los Osos is going to come in on that billboard with us and share that space with us, which is going to give us the same amount of hits and just draw down on our keep us at budget. So, you know, I think we'll be continuing on with it.
I'm just not sure if it needs to be up for a discussion.
For next month it does.
Yeah,
for next month it needs to be on agenda
but
items.
But it's budgeted only for 600. So if the county doesn't come in, that's where I'm saying there needs
we need to discuss it and increase the funding.
That's
okay, so the billboard, it's the Highway 101 billboard. Okay, and is there anything else?
If I may.
Yes.
Just when you've talked about bringing back the form for sponsorship kind of for events, I would certainly, after hearing, you know, the comments from the board and having this in front of us, is you really should look at a policy that kind of you could give to people on some of your ideas, and if it isn't during those certain months you're not looking for, you know, it wouldn't have to be a steadfast, but I, you know, if you really, the board's position is that we don't want to really sponsor events during the peak season, it would say that in the policy. And we do have a city policy already for sponsoring the city event that talks about that issue, is that we don't do it between, unless it's, you know, I mean, there's always wiggle room, but it would give some guidance on sponsored events. And so when you go over that form, you could also develop a policy I think would be excellent to hand, so they've got some parameters of how it works. And you could start out by looking at the city policy that was already developed by Rex and Parks on those issues. So future agenda item just to think about.
So we would need then the future agenda item to develop the policy, because the form is already developed and we were just cleaning it up, because we're going to a once a year funding request, and this is something we could have ready for January. That's right. This is something we could do and have ready for January. So let's bring back a funding request policy, which is probably going to mean a subcommittee. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any other future agenda items, please email them to me. And I appreciate all your time today and your patience. We are adjourned.